January 18th. Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. They went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. They were astonished at his doctrine, for he was teaching them as one with authority, and not as the scribes. And immediately a man with an unclean spirit was in their synagogue, saying, "What do we have to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, screamed with a loud voice, and came out of him. All were amazed and questioned among themselves, asking, "What is this, a new teaching? With authority he commands unclean spirits, and they obey him." The report about Jesus went out speedily everywhere into all the surrounding region of Galilee. Luke chapter 4, verses 31 through 37. He went to Capernaum and taught on the Sabbath. They were amazed at his teaching because he spoke with authority. There was a man in the synagogue with the spirit of an unclean demon, and the man cried loudly, "Let us alone. What do we have to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and commanded, "Be quiet and come out of him." The demon threw the man down and came out of him, but did not injure him. Everyone became excited and said to one another, "What is this word? He commands unclean spirits with authority and power, and they come out." The report about him spread in all the surrounding area. Mark chapter 1, verse 29 through 34. Immediately they left the synagogue and went into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with fever, and right away they told him about her. He went to her, took her hand, and raised her up. The fever left her, and she began serving them. In the evening, after sunset, they brought to him all those who were very ill, and those who were demon-possessed. The whole city was gathering at the door. He healed many who were ill with all kinds of diseases, and cast out many demons, but he did not permit them to speak, for he knew them. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. Then Jesus went into Peter's house and saw his mother-in-law, who was lying down with fever. When he touched her hand, the fever disappeared. She arose and began serving. In the evening they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. With a word he cast the spirits out and healed all those who had various sicknesses. In this manner, that which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet was fulfilled. He took our sicknesses and carried our diseases.